How did you receive that you had been named by Pope Francis as cardinal, and how do you see your responsibility in this time of war?
I have received this news visiting our parish in Brisbane. That happened during the dinner when my phone was turned off. When I turned my phone back on, a flood of messages came through. To be honest, at first, I thought that it was a joke. It has taken some time for it all to begin sinking in. I understand how much responsibility this appointment entrusts to me. Responsibility for the life and future of our entire church. Knowing the difficult times that our Ukrainian people are going through because of war, I will continue to inform the Catholic world about what is happening in our land and constantly remind them of Ukraine.
What experience in your past or present has prepared you best for this role of being an advisor to the Holy Father?
I was not ready for this nomination at all. I will say more. I was not ready to be a bishop. During the time of formation in seminary, we were not prepared to be a bishop or to be a cardinal. A cardinal in the Catholic Church is an honorary appointment at service to the Holy Father, the Pope. It is an advisory role that requires me to be attentive to the needs of the Church in the world today. Currently, I do not know what the role or responsibility Pope entrusts on my shoulder. But I know that there will be a great opportunity to have direct contact with Pope. I would like to quote here his Beatitude Patriarch Sviatoslav, that we will speak with one heart and one mouth to Pope Francis, to the Catholic Church in the world, and to the world community.
Pope Francis so often calls for ending the suffering of martyred Ukraine. What, in your opinion, is needed to concretely work toward this objective?
Last Sunday, after Prayer Angelus, the Pope twice mentioned martyrs Ukraine, expressing deep concern about the situation in the country. He said, "I appeal to prevent Ukrainians from dying from the cold, to stop airstrikes on the civilian population, who always suffer the most. Enough killing innocents." Holy See and the Pope have done many good initiatives to stop the war. As you know, Rome involves in freeing captives, praying for suffering, wounded, disappeared without trace. Many has been done, but could be more done in future.
Looking a moment at your spirituality, how do you personally keep faith and hope despite the despair, and how could you share with us about your own spirituality and how you discovered your vocation?
I discovered my vocation to follow Christ at age of 15, when I was still in school. The Redemptorist community helped me to recognize my vocation, since it was their parish where I regularly went to church services. Later, I began to serve, to travel with fathers to missions and retreats. The example of their lives and great zeal in preaching the word of God influenced me the most. Their devoted service to God and people caused wonder and admiration, which later turned into a burning desire to be one of them. Through the story of my first spiritual teacher, Father Mikhailo Shevchishin, I learned about the giants of our church, the service of our fathers and brothers in the underground church, their endurance and courage in the difficult circumstances of that time. Instead, my second spiritual teacher, Father Volodymyr Vons, who was a representative of the younger generation of Redemptorists, became a living example for me that one can dedicate one's young life completely to God. To this day, the Redemptorist community is of great importance to me as a bishop and in the future as a cardinal.
Ukrainian cardinals have left a mark in history, thinking in particular to Cardinal Lubomir Huzar. Is there something in particular that has impressed you about their leading the faithful or approach to difficulties facing the country?
Cardinal Lubomir Huzar was an extraordinary person. On the one hand, he was the patriarch of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, and on the other hand, he was also the cardinal. He always managed to maintain simplicity and accessibility. There is a very famous phrase of him, which I would like to quote. "My dream in life is to be a human. But I am not 100% sure what it means to be human. My dream in life is to be a human, even my prayer. I will tell you sincerely that I would be a human, a good, normal human. That will help me a lot in my ministry."
What are your greatest pastoral concerns, looking in particular at in Australia, where you are, and what do you believe should be the church's greatest priorities in general?
I think there are two priorities. The first reflects me as a Ukrainian cardinal. The church must be proactive in being a mediator of a just peace, not just in Ukraine, but in the Middle East and other parts of the world that are experiencing war and conflict. Secondly, we must combat secularization. As a priest serving in the United States and as a bishop in Australia, I have seen how secularization has affected society and the church. We are called to be missionaries, to help people rediscover the love of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. To that the church is the place to meet the living God in a most beautiful way through the holy sacraments, confession and Holy Communion. These two, of course, are linked. Peace in the world will only come when people have peace in their hearts. A true peace that comes from the love of Christ.
Concretely, do you have a suggestion as to how to reach people? Like, if they're often with secularization, there's a certain degree of indifference, or people have lost interest in the faith and going to church. Do you have a suggestion on how to combat this trend?
So first of all, we should show through our life living Christ, because when others will look at our life and they will see through us, especially on those countries who are secular countries, to have direct and straight connection with Jesus, which other can rediscover in us.
Lastly, with your nomination, you will become the youngest member of the College of Cardinals in recent history. Speaking of the young people in the church, what do you believe is the best way to show young people in particular that it is worth it to follow Christ, and even when it means going against mixed messages they often receive across society?
The best way to show young people Christ is to follow the example of Jesus Christ in your personal life, to be close to people, especially to those who are abandoned and marginalized. Pope wants from us cardinals designate to be more servant than eminence. May God help us in fulfillment of these new duties. Please pray for us.